with Simmons and Fletcher, injury and accident lawyers. We're here today on another episode of Meet Houston Missions. I have the privilege of talking with Amanda L. Payne, the developmental director for Walk MS, which is a fundraising branch of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. She's going to tell us a little bit about what the society does and what the walk is all about. So without further ado, Amanda, welcome. Please tell us about your organization.
Sure thing. Thank you so much, Paul. Again, my name is Amanda Payne. I am the Walk MS director here in Houston and work with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Our mission as an organization, or I guess our vision, is a world free of MS. And our mission is to cure MS while empowering people affected by multiple sclerosis to live their best lives. Multiple sclerosis is often a very misunderstood disease. People have heard of it, but they don't truly know what it is. So I guess I'll start there. MS, or multiple sclerosis, is an unpredictable disease of the central nervous system that disrupts the flow of information within the brain and between the brain and the body. Your body attacks the myelin that protects the nerve cells. And when that demyelination happens, it can cause misfirings to happen within those nerves, and it disrupts the information. And it translates itself so wildly differently in each individual that's diagnosed with the disease, which is why it is so unpredictable. And it's often referred to as a snowflake disease because it does look so differently amongst each person that is diagnosed with MS. As an organization, we raise funds to attack our work and to achieve our mission in a multitude of ways. We invest directly into scientific research around the causes and risk factors and how to stop the progression of MS, how to reverse the damage that has been caused already by MS. And so we have very targeted strategic projects that we have since our founding in 1946. We have invested over $1 billion in MS-focused research. As an organization, we also invest directly into direct patient support and education. We have a national program called our MS Navigators, which is a network of skilled and compassionate professionals that people who are diagnosed with MS can call in and connect with over the phone. They can connect with over online chat or even email. And our navigators will help people who are dealing with an MS diagnosis navigate all of the hurdles that come with a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, ranging anywhere from finding the appropriate healthcare specialists to dealing with insurance or employment, accommodation needs, sometimes financial needs in a time of crisis, like throughout the pandemic, when individuals were so negatively impacted with their employment. And then we also focus on advocacy efforts at the state and national level so that we can impact policy that is going to directly benefit the lives of those people living with MS. So those are kind of our three major areas of focus organizationally to attack our mission to create a world free of MS: the research efforts, education and support, and advocacy.
If people want to get connected with your MS navigators and learn more about where they can go to get help and where they can go to, who they can talk to get help, how do they reach out to your organization?
Sure. Well, you can connect with a navigator online from our website, which is nationalmssociety.org, or you can also reach out to them over the phone. Is 1-800-344-4867. So that allows you to connect directly with them over the phone. You can also chat and email with them.
Awesome.
But if you visit the National MS Society website, there is a specific tab that's for resources and support. And the MS Navigator link is right on that site.
Okay. And I saw where on the website where it indicated y'all have literally been providing support since the 1940s as an organization for this. How big of a problem is MS in the world today?
Sure. Well, it's estimated that worldwide over 2 million people are living with multiple sclerosis. Here within the United States, it's an estimated 1 million people who are living with the disease. The society a few years ago invested in a prevalence study, which led to those updated numbers. And so it's actually two times more than what we originally thought, like 3 or 4 years ago, of people living with MS. For those people that are living with MS who have directly connected with the society in the state of Texas, I I can tell you that over 31,000 people have directly reached out to and sought the support of the National MS Society. And so that's just a glimpse at what it looks like on a state level. But throughout the whole country, it's estimated that 1 million people are living with MS.
I'm guessing you guys rely on a lot of support from volunteers as well as employees and researchers with the organization. What sort of volunteer opportunities are out there for people who want to be a part of this?
Sure. So all of our campaigns, and I am the director for the Walk MS campaign, and I can dive in into how to get involved in that specifically, but all of our campaigns require volunteers in order to be able to be successfully executed. So all of our walk events, and we have two in the Houston area, we have our Texas MS 150 Bike MS event in early May each year, and that utilizes so many volunteers because there are a number of events that lead up to the Texas MS 150 event weekend, and then over that 2 days, when you figure you're on the road traveling from Houston to LaGrange on day one, or Austin to LaGrange on day one, and then from LaGrange to College Station to the finish line at Kyle Field on day two. There are rest stops all along the way. There are cheer stations. There are lunch stops and the overnight experience in LaGrange, and then the finish line festivities at Kyle Field and College Station. There are a lot of moving parts that go into the successful execution of that event. And then throughout the year, we also use like admin volunteers in the office, if there's anyone that's interested in helping to come in and address things, stuff envelope, and help us with a whole plethora of different administrative tasks. We often are doing, in order to get all of our participants registered, we do make a lot of phone calls to people to share information about the events. And so people that are comfortable on the phones and helping to drive registrations for National MS Society events are always appreciated. And then if you're interested in getting involved on a deeper level with the execution of one of our campaigns, either walk or bike, we do have committees that are tied to each of those that focus on either like logistical elements of event creation. So helping us find in-kind contributions of like water and snacks and different things like that. And then we also have like fundraising focused volunteers that will help us make connections to potential sponsors and investors, help us recruit teams and other walkers or cyclists. And so there's really honestly a place for any type of volunteer. And on an event day, like really it runs the gamut of age availability as well. So a lot of parents have kiddos and schools that have community service requirements. We are a great outlet in order to get those service hours.
You can find a place for those kids. Huh?
We'll find a place for those kids.
Well, and I heard you talk about the MS 150 bike ride event, and that I know from being involved with that event, you guys have sponsorship opportunities there for corporate sponsors, whether it's sponsoring tents because they do spend the night in LaGrange, and you have everything from refreshment tents there to support tents and so forth. And I'll never be forgiven if I don't go ahead and get a plug in for Team Audrey's Heroes. That's the team that we sponsor for that event.
They are fantastic. So, for the Texas MSD, for sure.
Now, does that event itself have a website that people can go to if they want to learn more specifically about the bike ride?
It does. So you can find the Texas MS 150 site by going to bikems.org and searching for the Houston ride, like the Texas MS 150. That's also walkms.org is our website to find to navigate to all Walk MS sites.
Oh, great. All right. And so you are specifically the developmental director for the Walk MS events in this area, correct?
That is correct. Well, I cover all of South Central, so I oversee the walks in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, but I directly manage our Houston walks here in this area.
Great. Can you tell us, since we are in Houston, and a lot of our people who follow us on social media and will be hopefully watching these videos or are from the Houston area, tell us how we can get involved here in Houston in that event.
Sure. So we have two Walk MS events in the Houston area. We have one in the Woodlands, typically around the middle of March. And we also have one in Houston, which will be like end of March, early April. depending on how the calendar shakes out each year and when spring breaks are and all of that kind of stuff, but typical time frame. So we have those two. People can get involved by creating a team and recruiting others to join them out at the walk. You just visit walkms.org to get registered. It's a zero barrier to entry way to support the National MS Society. There's no registration fee involved in participating in the Walk MS event. There's no fundraising commitment that needs to be made. It's open to any and all people to come out and support the organization, help us create awareness. Any walker that raises at least $100 will receive the commemorative event t-shirt. And then there are additional fundraising incentives that can be earned with continued fundraising through our Walk MS Rewards program, where people can earn a point per dollar raised. And then once they reach 250 points, we have a Walk MS Rewards store where those points can be cashed in for Walk MS branded incentive items. Wow. Things like cute umbrellas and like tumblers, like jackets, if you're a higher fundraiser, a variety of different things. You can participate as a friends and family team, or if you want to take it with you to work, which we would love for you to do. You can create a corporate team within your office and incorporate your coworkers into the effort. There are also opportunities for sponsorship for the Walk MS campaign at both like the MSA level, where you'd get recognition as a sponsor for both the Houston and the Woodlands Walk. But then we also have site-specific sponsorship opportunities as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me and talk about both the National MS Society as an organization as a whole, as well as the individual walk and bike ride that take place. Are there any other events or other information that you'd like to share with us before we wrap things up here?
Sure. Well, in addition to our walk and our bike campaigns, which are two of our major fundraising initiatives to drive our work here in Houston, we also have a luncheon that takes place in the fall each year. It's called the Together for a Cure Luncheon, and it's typically around the end of September each year. And so that's another opportunity for you to come together with others in support of our organization in a luncheon format rather than walking or spending some time on your bike. And there are opportunities to get involved with that as well on a volunteer level with the planning committee. And then individual tickets can be purchased for that event and tables can be purchased. So it's another great way for companies to support the society and then have an opportunity to bring some of their employees together at the luncheon.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Amanda, for taking time to talk to us. And I guess I will go ahead and wrap things up there.
Great. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great day.
You too.